From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com, where he joins us quite often to give you health tips to keep you going and keep you preserved. Ben, how you been?
What's going on, George? Good to talk to you again.
I always like saying that. Ben, how you been?
That's cute, George. I like your radio sense of humor. I like your dad's sense of humor.
Hey, I had a guest on a couple days ago whose husband is an astrophysicist who's come down with severe Parkinson's disease.
Oh, my goodness.
This is one of Doc's bailiwicks, but any ideas and pointers?
You know why?
Give us some.
It's mine as well. Let me tell you why. Because it's as equally tragic as it is easy to remedy. And I'll tell you why. Parkinson's disease is a classic example of a blood toxicity issue. What happens is, and this is really the cause of all degenerative diseases, but because it's affecting movement, you can get fast results that you can see. And people who make the right corrective changes can notice dramatic results quickly. I'll give you a quick demonstration of how fast, and anybody out there who's listening who has Parkinson's disease, they should keep this in mind. If you take a warm bath, you won't shake. Parkinson's disease is caused by shaking, or it's marked by shaking. What happens is you have a part of your brain that's associated with rewards. And believe it or not, George, to the brain, when you do something like lifting a glass of water to your mouth or opening a doorknob, that's considered a win. That's considered a success from a biological perspective. Yes. And so what happens is you get a chemical in your brain, which I know you've heard of, that is upregulated when you take these actions. This chemical is called dopamine, right? You've heard of dopamine. It's been in the news.
I've heard of dopamine.
Right?
Absolutely.
The last few years it's been in the news. It's a reward chemical. When you have Parkinson's disease, you don't make dopamine. So you don't get that same reward for doing these small movements. And what ends up happening is whenever you try to do something, like lift a cup of water to your mouth or open a doorknob or hold a fork or do things that we take for granted that really are biochemically wins, you can't do it. However, here's the key point, and this is one of the most important and fundamental ideas in all natural healing. Where you see the problem, George, is not where the problem begins. And this is the problem with our medical model, or the flaw in our medical model, and it's why it doesn't work, is we try to treat the fruit once it's already rotten. You can't treat the rotten fruit. You've got to treat the root. You follow what I'm saying?
Deeply, too.
What's that?
Deeply.
Yes, you have to get underneath, you have to get to where the cause is, and in the case of almost every single chronic degenerative disease that you can name, what you're dealing with is toxicity in the blood. This is why I always talk about the digestive system, because the main way that anything, toxin or otherwise, gets into the blood is through the intestine. And anything that gets into the blood has to be vetted at the level of the intestine, every bit as much as if you go into another country, you have to get vetted. You don't just walk into Mexico or Canada or Australia. You have to be vetted at immigration, and the body is the same way, but the country in the body is the blood. And the blood is the sacred space. In Leviticus, it tells us the flesh of the life of the flesh is in the blood. And the blood is the sacred space. It's the country that everything is trying to get into, which is why you have to be very, very, very judicious about anything that gets into the blood, A, through the intestine, and that's why you got to watch what you eat, and this is why I talk about food so much and digestion, and number two, injection. And this is why you don't inject things through your skin unless you have no other options. And any healthcare professional who recommends an injection through the skin, if you know what I'm saying, without understanding what's being injected, is not being a very good healthcare professional, in my opinion. The blood has to be guarded. It's the sacred space. And all disease is cell disease. In other words, all of our illnesses occur at the level of the cell. But all cell disease begins in the blood. It's about the blood, George. Everything's about the blood. I call it dirty blood. If you're a doctor or clinician, you'll call it hypercoagulable blood. What it means is blood that's sticky and sludgy. What happens when toxicity gets into the blood through what's called a leaky gut, particles of bacteria, toxins from bacteria, food particles, immune particles get into the bloodstream and wreak havoc. The blood is no mere liquid, George. It looks like a liquid, but it's no mere liquid. It's loaded. It's absolutely packed with all kinds of molecules. It's held, its chemical nature is held in place at the most strictest levels, the pH, the acid level, the oxygen level, the fluid level, the particle level, the electrical energy in the blood, all of these are held within the tightest specifications and parameters. And once stuff gets in there, you're off to the disease races. In the case of Parkinson's, I've been saying this for years, and Doc has as well, you patch up the leaky gut. Well, guess what? And you work on the digestive system. I'll tell you how you do this momentarily. But guess what, George? Now, finally, after the last 2 or 3 years, they're starting to recognize that Parkinson's is a digestive issue. And everybody out there who has Parkinson's knows that they have digestive issues. Everybody. Not a single person who has Parkinson's does not. Now, sometimes people, the digestive issues go under the radar. People don't recognize them. But even today, the medical model is recommending one of your favorite treatments for recalibrating the body's biochemistry. What is one of your favorite treatments, George? I know you love this. Fecal transplants.
What?
Yeah, I knew you'd love that, George. That's the latest remedy. That's the latest treatment, fecal transplants. You want the details on how that's done?
No, sir.
Well, here's something even better, and this is no joke. This is serious. They have fecal capsules that they use. Say, what the heck? Why would they do that? Here's why. The fecal material of healthy individuals has just the right bacteria. And inoculating the intestine of a patient with Parkinson's or any other chronic degenerative disease with good bacteria is a very, very powerful health strategy. Now, you don't have
What's wrong with probiotics?
Yeah, I know. I was about to say, you don't have to go all out with a fecal transplant or fecal capsules. You can use probiotics, or you can make sure you're getting enough fiber, or you can make sure you're patching up the leaky gut. This is why, George, I'm not Mr. Food Guy when I talk about the digestive system all the time. You must want to, you know, throw up a little bit every time I talk about the digestive system. You say, there's Ben again with the digestive system. It's all about the digestive system because that's how things get into the blood, George, other than injection. Now, by the way, people who inject things, they are susceptible to many of the same diseases that people who have what's called a leaky gut or digestive issues are susceptible to. So you ever see pictures of meth addicts? You know, they show the before and afters, the meth addicts. You can see they're suffering from some of the same diseases, including Parkinson's disease, that people suffer from when they have a long-standing chronic digestive health issues and what's called leaky gut syndrome or intestinal permeability syndrome. It is the key to everything in health and wellness, and we've known it since the days of Hippocrates, 2,500 years ago, who said, let food be thy medicine, and let medicine be thy food. And when we talk about nutritional supplements, George, what we're really talking about is the active ingredients in food. That's what vitamins, aminos, fatty acids, and the ionic plant-derived minerals are. They're the active ingredients in food. And because of the way our soils have been farmed for the last 150 years, everybody knows about soil depletion and because of pesticides and fungicides and all the things they spray on plants, and not to mention processing and storage and shipping, we have done such a number on our food supply that we are essentially starving. We're functionally starving. But at the same time, we're overnourished in terms of energy. So we got high calories, high energy, and no nutrients. And by the way, George, one of the first things that people say when they get on Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the micronutrient-dense powder that is this exquisitely formulated nutritional supplement, is they eat less food and they lose weight. Why? Because all of a sudden they have the micronutrients, the vitamins, minerals, aminos, and fatty acids to help the body use the energy from the sugar and the fat and the high-calorie foods that we're ingesting. And all of a sudden, they don't need as much energy. They're getting more energy bang for their buck, essentially. And that's why the nutrition supplement program is so important. I'm sorry.
They don't have that craving anymore.
They don't have the craving. So for Parkinson's, back to what you were saying about Parkinson's, first of all, you work on digestive health, which you do always with any chronic degenerative disease. Longevity's got a whole slew of incredibly potent digestive health products, including the Ultimate Microbiome, the Daily Digest, the Nightly Essence, the Ultimate Enzymes, Dr. Arias's Liver Cleanse, on and on and on. There's another product that Longevity has that is so amazing. I know you've heard this. It's a special material that coats membranes, particularly in the intestinal membranes, called fucoid Z. Have you talked about this with Doc?
I have not. We've talked about R26.
I was about to say I-26. That's the next one. Fucoid Z coats the digestive tract, so it helps patch up a leaky gut along with hyaluronic acid and collagen peptides and glucogel caps. They all strengthen the intestinal wall. And then there's exactly what you just said, which is the I-26, which kills off the bad bacteria, allowing the good bacteria to thrive. And I-26 should be taken by everybody.
Ben, we're going to take a short break and come back and take phone calls with you, and we'll do it next hour as well. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to take your calls this half hour and next hour as well. Ben, you've got a podcast with Dave Michaels called themineralway.com. Tell me about that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, George. Thanks for plugging that. Yeah, we talk about all the things we talk about with you. You know, people are so fascinated with health and with nutrition. You know, there's podcasts and there's commercials and there's speakers and presentations and TED Talks. And it's because there's something inside of us that knows we're not getting the straight scoop from the orthodox medical model. So even the orthodox medical model is having to change a little bit. When people like myself and Doc and alternative healthcare practitioners who really start to dive deep into what's wrong with our medical system as well as why our bodies are falling apart the way they are, and we're leaving... For many of us, we're leaving 30, 40, 50 years of living on the table. We're satisfied to make it to age 70 when we should be living to 120, and we deteriorate halfway through. We start to break down at the age of 30 or 40 for many people. So we smell a rat collectively. And so what we do with the Mineral Way is the same thing I do here, is I help people understand how their bodies work, and I help people understand how their bodies break down, and I help people understand how to use chemistry in the form of food and nutrition to help recalibrate the body and restore it back to its God-given state of health. The body is a healing and regenerating system. It just needs raw materials to do its work, and that the raw materials that we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
And what's the best way to listen to that podcast?
Just go to mineralway.com, and that's W-A-Y, Mineral Way, themineralway.com, or you can just Google Dave Michaels and Pharmacist Ben. And you'll get the website, you'll get the podcast. Thank you so much for bringing that up. I'm the worst marketer in the world. I don't talk about a lot of the stuff that we do. But I think it's a really valuable program, especially for folks who are really interested in learning more about how their bodies work and how nutritional supplementation can help them maximize their 120-year potential.
Here's that toll-free number to get a hold of the information that Ben will pass on to the show tonight, 1-855-949-7234. He's got a staff behind him taking notes like crazy. Let's go to the phones. First-time caller, Brenda in Missouri. Hello, Brenda. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I have a question. A few months ago, my doctor told me I have Raynaud's in my hands, and I really don't know much about it except they can get red, and I know being cold can be part of it, but with mine are just more red sometimes. And he said it can be brought on by stress, but is there anything can do for it?
Oh, yeah, everything, everything's brought on by stress.
And what are they, Ben? Explain what they are.
Raynaud's syndrome is a condition where your circulatory system, your blood vessels, especially in your hands and your feet, fingers and toes, react very dramatically to stressors, particularly cold, and this can lead to various color changes. I'm not sure what part of the country you live in, ma'am, but I'm sure you know it gets worse when it's cold.
She's in Missouri.
Missouri, okay. So I don't know. It probably gets pretty cold in Missouri in the wintertime.
It gets cold.
It can get pretty nippy, that's right. Whenever you have this is a circulatory system, and it doesn't happen in a vacuum. So you have to have some other health conditions going on. And again, we talked about at the beginning of the program, we said where you see the problem is not where the problem begins. The blood vessels are very responsive to what's in the blood, and they will open and they will close depending on certain things that are getting into the blood. And, of course, how do things get into the blood, as we talked about? They get in through the digestive system. So that's the first thing to think about. And it's very unlikely, ma'am, that you'd have Raynaud's without having some kind of digestive health issue associated with it. So you want to work on the gut. That's first and foremost. And that's all the things we talked about earlier. I always recommend people do a food diary where they actually write down what they eat and see if you can link your symptoms, whether it's your Raynaud's symptoms or other symptoms. People have Raynaud's oftentimes have other symptoms as well. So if you have any cardiovascular disease issues, that may be another symptom that you're looking for. Or you might find your heart racing. That may be another symptom. Or maybe dizziness or vertigo. All of these things go along with Raynaud's. And see if you can link those to problem foods. That's always a first step. And then you do the digestive support that we talked about earlier. As far as the blood itself, there's a couple things you could do. I recommend essential fatty acids. If you go to a doctor, they'll tell you aspirin. Did you know essential fatty acids are nature's aspirin? They're nature's natural anti-inflammatories, and many of the same properties that people take aspirin for, or same benefits that people take aspirin for, you can use with essential fatty acids. So I would get on the Ultimate EFAs. That's our essential fatty acid supplement. I like the Ultimate EFA Plus. That would be the first thing to do. And, of course, it's always a good idea if you're going to take supplements, to take them as a system, and that's where our Healthy Start Pack is. So focus on the blood, things getting into the blood, through the digestive system. Use anti-inflammatory nutrients, particularly our Ultimate EFAs. You can also use, and this is interesting too, did you know digestive enzymes taken on an empty stomach will have a blood cleaning effect? This is, by the way, very apropos for folks who got the injection and are concerned about blood clotting. Using digestive enzymes on an empty stomach, particularly a digestive enzyme called a protease, Ultimate enzymes are packed with proteases. They can have roto-rooter through blood clots and all the stickiness that can form in the blood when you have blood toxicity. So that's another thing that you might want to think about, the ultimate enzymes taken on an empty stomach. I would do food, work on food in the intestine, digestion, anti-inflammatories like our Ultimate EFAs as part of the Healthy Start Pack, and then ultimate enzymes on an empty stomach for cleaning the blood.
Friend of mine, former St. Louis Blues hockey player Kelly Chase, has come down with leukemia.
Ben. Oh, my goodness.
And it went into remission, then it came back, then he had a bone marrow transplant. Uh-huh. He's having a tough time.
How old is he?
Kelly must be in his late 40s, something like that.
That's tragic.
What is leukemia? Is a blood cancer,
You know, cancer is when cells reproduce rapidly, and leukemia is a blood cancer where white blood cells, they call them leukocytes, hence the name leukemia, divide very rapidly, and they can kind of take over, basically. You know, I was talking earlier how your blood is loaded with all kinds of things, red blood cells, platelets, all kinds of factors are in the blood. When you have leukemia, the blood becomes packed with these leukocytes, and they rob the blood and thus the body of its major oxygen carriers and detoxifiers and other substances. So it's a pretty, there's acute leukemia and there's chronic leukemia. So it sounds like he might have the chronic condition. And then there's a couple different types of leukemia. Basically, what you're talking about is cancer. You know, cancer is a very troubling product, health challenge, obviously. It's a nightmare, really, health challenge, right? But you know what cancer really is? It's a coping mechanism, George. When cells are in such distress from starvation, suffocation, and toxification, what will end up happening is the cell will die, which is a good thing. Because you don't want a dysfunctional cell. You want a cell, if a cell is not able to do its business, you want it out of the picture. However, with leukemia, with cancer, cells somehow evade the search and destroy process that the body has for getting rid of cells. And instead of dying, they revert back into an ancient way of existing when they just divided, like bacteria. You see, our cells in our body, they're advanced. They're like cells 2.0, if you will. The primitive cell, the primitive version of a cell, is a bacteria cell, and a bacteria cell is a mess. It's not organized. It doesn't have a structure. It can't do anything except grow and divide. That's what bacteria do. They grow and divide. They're primitive. They're basic. Well, what happens when a healthy cell is robbed of food, nourishment, swimming in an ocean of its own toxicity from all the toxins we put in the system, and robbed of oxygen, particularly robbed of oxygen, as Dr. Otto Warburg talked about many years ago, it will, instead of dying, it will revert back to being like a bacterial cell. And why? Because it doesn't know what else to do. A cancer cell is a cell that is at its wit's end and has no idea what else to do except just to divide. It's almost like for a cell to become a liver cell or a skin cell or a bone cell or an immune cell, it has to give up its independence. It has to become part of the team. And it's almost as if a cell is saying, you know what, you haven't been feeding me. You've been making me swim in my own waste. You haven't been giving me oxygen for so long. I'm not going to be a liver. I'm not going to be a skin. I'm not going to be a nerve cell. I won't be a brain cell. You know what I'm saying? It says, I'm just going to divide. I'm going to be on my own. And that's why there's never going to be a vaccine for cancer. Because, you see, cancer is a coping mechanism. It's a cell that has no other way of existing. It's been pushed to the brink. And instead, what should be happening is the body will kill it or it'll self-destruct. That's what's supposed to happen. And by the way, we all get cancer all the time. Do you know this, George? Cancer comes and goes.
I've always said that. Yes. And some people have the immunity that fights it and kills it off.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Cancer comes and goes. The people, when you think about it, it's a miracle more people don't have cancer. But the fact is the body has many, many, many systems set up to clean out cancer cells and dysfunctional cells, and it's an aberration when a cell ends up forming or becoming cancerous. That's an oddball, but you have 100 trillion cells in your body, so it only takes one or two oddballs. It doesn't take a lot. So really, realistically speaking, cancer, it's our responsibility to deal with cancer. It's not like cancer is the bad guy. It's like us not taking care of ourselves, and the cell doesn't know what else to do.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com is with us taking your calls. We'll do it next hour as well. Let's go to Dale in the state of Washington. Welcome to the show. Hi, Dale.
Hey, Dale.
Hi. Hi, Ben and George. I just thought I'd ask you, I've talked to George a couple times here now about my journey with ivermectin, and I wanted to get your opinion, what's your research and what you've been finding on it, because it's been helping with me with joint pain and bone-on-bone conditions.
I hear that a lot about ivermectin. Ivermectin is technically an anti-parasitic, but I do hear from folks a lot that it has some anti-inflammatory benefits and anti-inflammatory effects. Now, I'm a pharmacist, obviously, you know, but I like God's medicine. You know, nutrients are divine medicine, nature's medicine, God's medicine, and I prefer working with that. If you have an infection or a parasitic infection particularly, those do occur, threadworm or heartworm or hookworm, and they can be problematic, of course. But I prefer working with nutrition because, you see, there's no drug on planet Earth that's going to build the body, that's going to strengthen the body. And indeed, drugs have to be detoxified. They have to be cleansed out of the body. And so, yeah, you know, ivermectin was in the news, and it does have some. It's interesting because they gave it a hard time there for a while, and now finally they're admitting that it may have had some antiviral properties, which it did. But a lot of doctors got a lot of heat for recommending it, and the mainstream was not crazy about using ivermectin, and there's a whole bunch of political reasons for that. But when it comes to bone on bone arthritis, what you're dealing with is a degenerative condition, and there's no drug that's going to regenerate any tissue. That's the world of nutrition. See, the body is made up of four major types of stuff. They call them tissues. You can think of them as stuff. And the most important of the stuff is the connective tissue. That's the cartilage and the joints, among other things, the fascia and the blood vessels. And the connective tissue, like the name implies, connects everything, holds everything in place. In fact, the major feature of connective tissue, a major protein in connective tissue, is called collagen. And collagen in Latin means glue, or cola means glue. So the connective tissue holds everything in place. And the major feature of the aging process is deterioration of the connective tissue. You know, I'm in the skin business, and people spend billions of dollars every year trying to figure out how to regenerate the connective tissue in the skin. Arthritis is wrinkles of the joints. Same phenomena. Weakened blood vessels are wrinkles of the blood vessels. Prolapses, hernias, ruptures, these are all deterioration of the connective tissue. Osteoporosis, deterioration of the connective tissue. Deterioration of the connective tissue is how we age and die, and accounts for all of the misery that human beings suffer from, psychological misery in terms of their appearance or actual pain misery in terms of what's happening inside their body as they get older. So building connective tissue is the very essence of anti-aging. And building the connective tissue is what Dr. Wallach was known for. Before he was the mineral doctor, he was the connective tissue doctor. And so longevity has got a whole spectrum of connective tissue building supplements, including the glucogel caps and the osteo FX and the MSM the ultimate MSM. And in fact, in my opinion, aging itself is a form of connective tissue deterioration disease called scurvy. You've heard of scurvy, I'm sure.
And yes, scurvy
that's what scurvy is. It's a dramatic form of aging. And of course, the cure for scurvy is, everybody knows, vitamin C. Well, guess
vitamin
what?
C.
The same goes for aging. So making sure that you're getting your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and one of the most important benefits of Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the vitamin C, is critical for building connective tissue, along with all the other nutrients that I just mentioned, as well as copper and magnesium and zinc and a whole bunch of things. Anything you can do to build the connective tissue is going to allow you to age much more gracefully. And last thing I'll tell you is, when the connective tissue in the blood vessels break down, guess what happens? The cells in the blood vessels will call cholesterol to the rescue. And the cholesterol in the blood vessels that causes the plaques that everybody complains about and the blockages, that's not a cholesterol issue. That's a blood vessel issue, and the cholesterol is a Band-Aid. It's a patch. It's a repair mechanism. And we, in our infinite wisdom, I'm being sarcastic, we think we got to shut down the cholesterol. No, we got to patch up the blood vessels, and that's where building the connective tissue becomes so important. Building your connective tissue will naturally reduce the incidence of plaques, cholesterol and calcium plaques in the blood vessels.
We'll be back in just a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs for another hour of phone calls with you on Coast to Coast AM as we are talking about your health. That toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234.